Let me just say one thing. There's been some names charged here, and I'm not going to have any more of that.
Charles Sheets.
You want to keep it clean? Go right ahead.
I wouldn't be up here if I did.
Okay, okay. Very good.
We said we're going to do this in a Christian manner, didn't we?
That's right.
Okay. I have one question. It just bugged me. When Eddie Whitten resigned from the preacher training and took other jobs here, everybody knew he had a job here, was he given list of things? Eddie, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. I understand this was done for Wendell Winkler years ago. Was there a number of things? Did you tell him? Did you tie his hands?
Who?
Eddie? Eldership.
Did we tie up Eddie's hands? Not any more than mine are tied.
Okay.
But when I write a letter from this church, I figure that if it's about church business, then the elders need to be in on it.
Okay.
And that's just exactly where I place this letter that Eddie wrote.
Concerning the truth and love, I plan on a friend of mine in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to send him raise some money. I better not, because I might be in trouble without bringing you the letter and taking you look at it, right? I can't speak and try to raise money or anything for the preacher's training or the truth and love without getting my hand slapped if I make one little error.
If you're just trying to raise money, I think you've got the right to do that.
Well,
but if you're stating some policies that you're going to do, that you're not going to let it... Well, anyhow.
I mean, I want this clear.
Pardon?
I want it clear. What I can.
It's clear. Money. It's clear to me. You can do it. You can do it. I think we need to know, though, what's going on. That's all the thing that we're contending for, is that we need to know what's going on. I think we've got that right. If we're going to run the affairs of the church, we need to know what's going on.